Yeah, die Klaxons mit ihrer großartigen neuen Single There Is No Other Time auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen die Londoner in der Berghain-Kantine und stellen dort ihre neue großartige dritte Scheibe Love Frequency vor, die Anfang Juni erscheinen wird. Vor ihrem Auftritt am Abend haben es die Herrschaften aber nochmal zu mir ins Studio geschafft und wir quatschen über die große, berühmte Produzentenposse im Klaxons-Studio. Wir reden über die Vorteile einer vierjährigen Produktionspause, die Wiederentdeckung der Tanzmusik, den Mut zu einer gewissen Härte im Klang und vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, here they are. Welcome, Jamie, James and Simon.
All right.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have you here. It's good to have you back.
I know,
4 years.
Is it?
4 years. Oh, wow. It's been 4 years.
4 years.
4 sweet years.
Yeah. So, let's not talk about that. How have you been? How's touring been so far?
I mean, brilliant. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, the live shows are kind of better than ever, you know?
Playing new songs
mm-hmm. and watching people enjoy them, you know? It's been great.
Cool. So the reactions are positive.
It's happening, yeah.
It's amazing. Like, we started playing them last year, and so last summer we played the Berlin Festival, and like already people were singing along to the songs.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful.
It's good.
But I think that most of the songs on your new record are songs that you can't resist.
You have to move
to them, really. It's really like that.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
I was moving infectious all day long when I prepared this interview.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So, as I said, I had the chance to listen to the record, and I want to congratulate you on it. It's a super danceable beast. There's lots of bass on there, which I really love.
All right.
And you've been working on this album with a crew of super cool people.
Heroes and legends.
Yeah. LCD Sound System's James Murphy was with you. Tom Rollins of the Chemical Brothers helped you out.
First time.
The Gorgon City Boys have worked with you as well. How is working with the crew of geniuses, and who did what?
They say never meet your heroes, but I can recommend it. You should meet your heroes. They're wonderful people.
They're good people.
Very good job.
Yeah. And you had good luck with those people.
Exactly.
It was a dream to work with all those people. We got so lucky. Tom and Errol, and most of them were friends that we'd met through playing festivals LCD we played with from the start of like the band. We played festivals together. Tom and the Chemical Brothers, we did a track with, and we played festivals.
Okay, cool. So you had met both of them before?
Yeah, and Errol as well. We used to go to his club, Trash, so we've known him. But Gorgon City were the only ones that we hadn't met before.
Mm-hmm.
They're like going to be future heroes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Current heroes, right now.
How did you decide who to choose for a certain song?
Well, we sort of demoed the record on like a piano or an acoustic guitar or something like small on the computer, and then we played them the songs, and they're like, yeah, I like that one or I like that one, and we let everybody choose their favourites.
Oh, cool.
And it just all kind of worked out.
And that worked out in the sense that James wasn't saying like, I want all those 12 songs or something like that.
And the ones that none of them wanted
to.
Yeah, and the ones that none of them wanted to do, we did.
And we brought in the final heroes ourselves.
That's really good.
Yeah, people really like those ones too.
And over the years you've become good producers as well. So why not?
Thank you very much.
We're learning. You know, we're kind of making progress.
Yeah, I think you made another progressive step with working with those guys because you must learn
a lot when you learn from
James Murphy's shoulder or Mr. Roland's shoulder. I mean, there's a lot happening.
Definitely. Yeah, how do you do that? You're going to tell me? Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
It's like people like that as well, like James, you just learn off about things like coffee and stuff like that as well. It's not just about music.
But never underestimate the power of a good coffee.
I can
during the recording process,
or during the interview. There's been a very nice coffee.
And the people out there, they feel our energy just because of that coffee.
It doesn't
really matter what questions I'm asking.
Coffee can do anything.
But it didn't. There were no worries that normally too many cooks spoil the broth.
Delicious broth.
Yeah.
You
weren't scared of.
No, bring them all in. Let's make something really tasty.
Yeah, cool.
It's a really nice blend you get when you have them all, isn't it? It's like a good Nescafe.
Is there a special flavor?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the freeze dry.
Maybe it tastes good, but it's politically incorrect.
Just to mention that as well.
Unlike our album.
Yeah, that's good though.
Thank you.
You should put that on a t-shirt. In comparison to your second LP, Surfing the Void, which was almost a rock record, there are more electronic signals on this LP again. And I have the feeling that the band got back onto the dance floor, out of the rehearsal studio, back onto the dance floor.
That definitely was a rock record.
Yeah.
I think there was no whether or not it was. But we finished that tour and then
I think the last thing we wanted to do was kind of stand around a rehearsal room and write music.
Yeah, look like into that. Each other's faces.
Yeah, we just, you know, we made a rock record with Ross Robinson, who's the king of rock records.
Yeah.
I think that was definitely like a box ticked.
Yeah.
So it was time to get excited by new kind of toys.
Yeah.
Which was learning computer programs and learning about synthesizers and exploring that world.
Yeah, and it's, maybe that's another reason for you to have so many producers on the third record, because you had problems with the second one, right? James Ford was like in and out, and then you had to for Mr. Robinson. Yeah. And so you, this time maybe you were, Mrs. let's take Robinson. Four or five producers.
Just everyone,
so
just
we can
on
just kick one out and get the other one in.
I think
exactly.
As well, I think we wanted each of those producers to do the whole thing, but they were too scared.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard?
They heard the track records.
Yeah. Ooh, a really bad band.
That was an element of truth in that.
Small. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of that new record. Here's Atom to Atom.
Oh,
sweet. Nice. Von den Klaxons. Heute Abend spielen sie Berghain in Kantine. Und nach unserem Gespräch werde ich Tickets verlosen für diese Show. Hier sind die Klaxons. Klaxons mit Atom to Atom.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Another track of the new record, Love Frequency.
It's the L-O-V-E frequency.
How do you say that in German?
Die Liebesfrequenz.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
should we change the name of it to Germany?
Into the Liebesfrequenz?
Yes.
No. Maybe shouldn't.
that's official. Isn't it?
We almost did.
Have you heard the Klaxons were closed
today only?
Well, you guys have not released material for 4 years. Still, you all were super busy making films, getting married. No worries, James. I'm not going to talk about the private life. You were going back to university, and everybody was kind of like looking for a spot on their own. How important are those breaks for the Klaxons band?
It's
because
nice
I imagine,
5 minutes,
you know. You come back again and you go like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while.
No, we still see each other every day.
Okay.
Oh god, I haven't seen you since Monday. Have a nice weekend. It's cool. It's just great to be back playing shows and just having a great time doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I think it must be important for you to have different interests and you can
a couple of minutes go off and do, you know, because this is our ninth year of existence.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
A long time has flown by quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, we know those 9 years we've been very close over that time and still are, you know, and that's that one.
Yeah, and I have to congratulate you on your record as well as on the fact that you still exist, because so many bands from that era,
for sure,
you know, they were like super super everybody was loving them, you know. They sold records like hell, they were touring and everybody loved them, like bands like Bloc Party. We call them the class of 2005.
Yeah,
actually.
Sure.
You belong in there, although your class started in 2006.
Six, seven,
but,
seven.
You know,
but there's not that many go. I mean, I guess it's us, the Monkees, Arctic Monkees, that is, not the British band, the Monkees from the 60s.
But
they're still
going.
I'm a believer. They're still going. But there's not that many. But it's mental. Like yesterday, I was in a pub and someone's like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I said, "I'm in a band." And he's like, "Oh yeah, cool. How long have you been together?" And I was like, 9 years. He's like, 9 years? Like, it's like he couldn't. He thought I was just starting out. I think just like, you know, most people when you're like in
so
a band,
youthful,
they're like,
yeah,
they think 9 years is quite a long time, and three albums is like three more than most people.
Yeah, and I really think that there was a phase in between 2008, 9, 10 or something like that, that you really had to survive as a band coming from the class of 2005. Because
That's fair enough.
You know, the industry was kind of like moving away. Like, oh, we had that topic, we sold those records.
And you think like bands, like there aren't as many bands as that. At that time, there were like every, like in the top 40, it was all bands. Mm-hmm. It was like, band, and then there was a period when like bands have just been pushed out of the charts, really. It was kind of harder for bands to make popular music, you know. So,
and we were determined just to put ourselves back on that map, you know, and went away and wrote the record with the idea of putting ourselves back on that map. And here we are today, you know, it's great.
Yeah, and we're loving it. Thank you for being back.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Before I play another track of your new record, let me give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. I have the very last tickets for tonight's show.
Yeah.
It's a sold-out show at Berghain Kantine.
Yes.
Und wer da noch vorbeikommen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, geht ja gar nicht mehr, habe ich gerade gesagt, ist ja ausverkauft. Wer also vorbeikommen möchte, wer die letzten Tickets gewinnen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an. unter 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. So you guys are looking forward to the festival season this year? Because
yeah, hugely.
I
yeah.
do when I listen to your new record.
All right, that's where it's going to work best, I think.
I think so too, yeah. It's a festival record and it's going to make a lot of people dance in the upcoming months. So thanks again for visiting me. Please come back again, maybe in the summertime or the next time.
Absolutely. No, we'll be back.
Come to Berlin.
Yep.
And yeah, all the best for all of you.
Just the beginning.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Cool, thank you. Here we are.